Hello and welcome to Touchdown, the first of 2023. This podcast has now seen the Miami Dolphins reach a playoff, something I never thought I would say. However, it's not been a truly merry festive season for all of us. As we discussed on the last podcast, the Jets were precariously positioned, and unfortunately, it has not gone all to plan. Jake Longhurst, looking resplendent as ever, my favourite word to describe you, in his brand new Jake Longhurst American football jersey from the New York Jets. Jake is in the studio. Jake, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Dom. And now this feels like a nice preface to the show. We got some ups, we've got some downs,
got so
and obviously we've got lots of American football.
There's been two rounds of American football. The Dolphins lost one on Christmas Day, which I can tell you, Jake, was not...
That's not a great present.
How do I describe that? Ruined the mood on Christmas Day? Because, yeah, 20-10 up. The Dolphins threw three interceptions. I'm not sure why I'm saying the whole Dolphins. Tua threw two interceptions. And then his replacement, Teddy Bridgewater, threw one. And then Teddy came back on the field and threw another. Turns out Tua had concussion, blew the lead against the Packers, meaning we had to beat the New York Jets.
The touchdown derby.
On my birthday. And the Jets have been knocked out the previous week. Who did they play and how did they get knocked out?
I believe it was the Patriots.
Yeah, it was.
And I believe we got knocked out because we are crap.
Yeah, it was a tough...
I say believe, I know this is the case.
It wasn't the best of games. If you look at your record going into that game, it was tricky.
Done really well. That's the thing. Our first half of the season, it was wonderful. We were actually looking pretty decent.
And the Seahawks won 23-6 on the 1st of January, losing 19-3 against the Jaguars, who have made the playoffs.
The last game we won, though, was November.
Yeah.
Which is not great.
Where was it? Was it against the Bills?
The Bears.
Oh, it was against the Bears. Okay, so it's still a very good position. Then you lose 27-22 against the Vikings, 20-12 against the Bills.
Losing to the Vikings, losing to the Bills, acceptable. Things you can manage.
Lions, who are now, I believe, in the playoff. I cannot remember.
No, they're not. Oh, did they not? They dragged the Packers down with them.
Ooh, that's harsh. That's
very funny, though.
The Jaguars, who have made the playoffs, the Seahawks, who have also made the playoffs, and the Dolphins, who have also lost the playoffs. So you haven't actually lost to a non-playoff team.
We've not lost to any non-playoffs, bar the Lions.
The Patriots and the Lions, it's okay. It's not bad, but how do you review the New York Jets season?
You know what? I think it was mostly a good season overall. Like, frankly, I don't think anyone expected the Jets to ever get to the playoffs. That's not why I support the Jets.
No.
So... overall, it was actually quite a successful season, I'd say.
Mm. It seemed like Mo Salah, who's your head coach, not the same guy, of course.
Yeah, not quite the Egyptian who plays in Liverpool.
No. He started off quite badly, did the Jets. He had an awful first game.
Yeah, our first game was really ropes. It was like, okay, classic Jets season. Mm.
And then you came back to a really good win over the Browns in miraculous fashion. And then beat the Steelers, beat the Dolphins, beat the Packers, beat the Broncos, and beat the Bills even. And at that point, you're thinking, this is quite a good team. And then it all falls apart just at the wrong time, finishing 7-10, I want to say.
I think so, yes.
It's not a bad record for a franchise who's really struggled at the quarterback position. I think overall, how would you rate this year out of 10?
To be honest, I think I'll go with a 6. Mm. Because you know what? Yeah, it's not been a successful year in terms of playoffs, but we've got a lot of youth that we can build on. We've got two of the best rookies in the NFL,
yes,
period.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I think Sauce Gardner he's insane.
Sauce Gardner has been absolutely superb for you this year.
So he's phenomenal. Mm. And okay, our quarterback issues aren't ideal, but we've got the draft this year to hopefully sort that.
Yes, I think you can still build and there'll be signings to come after the Super Bowl. I think the Jets are in a positive position for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
After a season. Yes, it's a disappointing end, but you've not lost to anyone who you shouldn't be losing to, if that makes sense?
No, bar one or two games where we should have
closed it out, maybe.
Mostly, I think we've done pretty well to win the games we should.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I'll take that.
I think you should be proud. I think the Jets this year have been a team for the first time. They've not been sort of a cluster mess. A cluster mess to just roll over. They've put up fights, they've been good, and fair play.
It's like, I don't know how much you know about Japanese rugby, Dom.
No.
But the Japanese rugby team, I think the Jets and the Japanese rugby team are quite similar.
Mm.
The Japanese rugby team, they were never bad, but they were always very... Like, they were overly accepting of defeat.
Mm.
They were very happy to turn up to a game and lose. If that was what was going to happen, they would just lose. They would never fight a game. And Eddie Jones, who now has just been kicked out of his England manager position but was previously managing us, he came in and really changed their culture. And they started to want to win. They played with desire and with passion and as a team. And that feels like what the Jets have started to do now, which is that they're actually, they're a bit of a group, they've got some morale, and they're playing for victory. They're not playing for the money. They're not playing to turn up week in, week out and leave.
I do see, that's a very good comparison, and not one many our, maybe our football listeners will, but they can clearly see parallels. The Jets, as we were talking about, were utter rubbish before this year, and for a long time, struggling to make the playoffs ever. And that idea of accepting defeat...
12 years now.
Yeah. And that idea that Mo Salah's brought back to the franchise a chance to win. And I believe he said he was going to write receipts on everyone who doubted them. And I think the Jets can hold their heads up high. Let's move on to my team, the Miami Dolphins, who make the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. And it's quite a good year for the Dolphins, beating the Patriots, Ravens and Bills to start the year, followed by a really ugly Tua concussion, which just, it was awful to watch. And then three losses came to the Bengals, Jets and Vikings, two teams who've made the playoffs, and the Bengals and the Vikings. Then came some more wins, a win over the Steelers, Lions, Bears and Browns, Texans too. Then came the bad streak. After November the 27th, the Miami Dolphins did not win until January 2023. The 49ers, who turned out to be a very interesting side since signing McCaffrey. The Chargers, who've sort of been bumbling through a good run but never actually felt like a team you could really put your money on. A really exciting Buffalo Bills game, which in fairness, we lost a very good side, and I think the Bills could go on to win the Super Bowl.
And frankly also, it was a tight game. Mm. Like, it's not even a bad loss to an amazing team. You played really well, and a very respectable scoreline of 32-29 says a lot about the game.
Yeah, it was a really enjoyable game over Christmas period. Just that sort of perfect snow game. And I think the snow came into the favour of the cold weather team. Dolphins obviously not famed for their snowish abilities. Then came the Green Bay game, which I think was our real nadir. Awful performance. Tua gets knocked out with a concussion. Three turnovers on Christmas Day. Ruined the mood. I'd like to apologise. And any sausage in blankets I threw at, pigs in blankets I threw at anyone was well-meaning. The Patriots game on New Year's Day was just awful. I said Christmas Day was our nadir. New Year's Day was even worse. Just absolute rubbish. Skylar Thompson... got some garbage points for us, but the Patriots looked a far better team and should, in my opinion, be through the playoffs. And then we just get a scrappy win against a team that had gone out in the Jets. Six losses in a row, followed by a scrappy win over a team who just wanted to disrupt us. Going into the Bills game, it's going to be tough. And I think we'll move on now, and that's our two teams' sort of years reviewed. Let's move on now to the playoffs. And we've got so many interesting games and so many bad games. The playoffs this year are interesting, awful, and a mix of both. Let's start with the first game. That is the Seahawks versus the 49ers, a usual early 2010s playoff classic. The Seahawks with Geno Smith have beaten all of his former franchises. They're going up against the 49ers, who've got some really good weapons. Brock Purdy, Kittle, and now McCaffrey. Jake, Seahawks don't stand a chance, do they?
Reasonably, no. They shouldn't stand a chance. I mean, Brock Purdy, again, we've mentioned this in previous episodes, where has he come from? Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick of the draft, and now he's come in, and he looks like he could comfortably have been a starting quarterback for the 49ers. Like, he looks like they chose him early.
I remember when we first saw him against the Dolphins, you're thinking, this is going to be someone they can trade, maybe get a second or a first round pick for. He looks like, I don't want to say their future, but he looks spicy. He looks like a very solid backup or someone who could maybe even threaten Garoppolo. Garoppolo, who's never really felt comfortable in the Bay Area. Brock, who was the 247th round pick, a lovely name for that, is called Mr. Irrelevant. And he's proven he can get one of the America's most storied franchises in all of sports to the playoffs.
He's done well.
He's done well.
Credit to him. He's had a very good run when he's been on the ball.
Mm.
So I think the Seahawks should be worried. Yeah. I mean, as you say, this is a very 2010s
game
era choice, you know, a playoff game.
Mm.
The Seahawks were at their peak back then in like, what, 2012 to like 2016-ish yeah. times. That was when they were at their peak. And it feels like not only have they dropped off, the 49ers have really picked up recently. Mm. So I reckon this should be a bit of a 49ers walkover.
Brock Purdy, last time he played the Seahawks earlier this year, was an amazing game for him. 17 completions, 217 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. McCaffrey got over 100 yards at 4.2 average and a touchdown. The final score was 13 to the Seattle Seahawks, which was basically a garbage time point, and they were actually 6-21 down the whole game. It seems to me that that is essentially a bye for the 49ers. However, I'll say this. The Seahawks were the first ever team to go through to the playoffs with a losing record. We've since seen some go through. However, the Seahawks won with a losing record in the playoffs. It's never been done since. However, you just don't know with the playoffs. But I'm going to say this. I think we should back our teams. I think the 49ers are going to go. 49ers, that's my prediction?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. The 49ers should win that.
Now, a real awful game. This is so, so interesting, yet so, so uninteresting.
It's a very... If you're a fan of the teams, you'll watch it. Yeah. And if you're not, no one else will pay any interest.
Yeah, I feel like if you told me 4 or 5 years ago the Jaguars and the Chargers would be making the playoffs, I don't think I would have believed you.
I would have laughed in your face.
I don't think earlier this year. I think if you tell me in November the Chargers would somehow make the playoffs, I wouldn't believe you. And the Jaguars have simply just come out of nowhere, really. How do we put this? This is possibly the worst game, and they're hiding it really a little bit for UK viewers at best. But the Jaguars did top the AFC South. Beating somehow. Titans, Colts and Texans all having... an atrocious...
Actually, yeah, I say somehow, it's not that hard to top that division when the only, you know, when you're the only team in there whose record isn't appalling.
Yeah.
When you're in the same division as the Texans, you're basically in a three-team division anyway.
Mm.
So, certainly this season.
I'll say this about...
Let's be honest, it was not going to be a massive deal for someone to top that division.
I'll say this about the Jaguars. I have picked up some big wins. The Titans, earlier on in the year... who were looking a little bit spicy. Derrick Henry just began to run the ball. We cannot forget how important that was, beating them by 2 scores. Beating teams like the Jets, who were a good side at the time. The Cowboys,
when they beat us in December, we weren't. I'll be very honest.
The Ravens' victory was impressive.
And that was a very good win.
They peaked at the right time, coming into this with a few wins under the belt, not losing since, they haven't lost since the 13th, of November, if my eyes deceive me. Yes,
they do slightly.
The Lions beat them 40-14. However, in the Pussycat Derby, you can't, you know,
like a Manchester Derby.
You never know.
You know, Man U versus Liverpool, Forest versus Leicester. It's one of those games.
Sorry, it's a Derby. No. Forest, Leicester's not the driver. Sorry, Ali.
No, but
Ali,
I'm trying to make Ali feel better.
I don't. However, the Chargers come into this on a sort of sneaky form. They've been doing. All right, of
they've
late.
Been consistently all right as well.
Mm.
Never amazing, but never bad enough to not get through.
Yeah, you look at their roster, and it's actually quite good. Joey Bosa, someone who I've always liked. Khalil Mack at linebacker. I saw him play in person, and you just got overwhelmed by how physically strong he is. Justin Herbert, Mike Williams, and Keenan Allen. It's not a bad offensive lineup. The Chargers haven't lost since the 4th of December. Looking to peak at the right time is always important. I remember saying that at the Thanksgiving show. You want to be going into these playoffs at the right time. This is a bit of a throw-up. Because the Jaguars have beaten much better teams than the Chargers. However, the Chargers are in good momentum. For this pick, where are you thinking either team's going to win? Because I can see the Chargers having that little bit more class. I don't think Trevor's quite got that maturity yet for the Jaguars. I'm going to say the Chargers are going to win.
I think it will be fairly tight. As you say, Jaguars have had some big wins and they're at home. So I'm going to edge it to the Jaguars just because home advantage as well as having some fairly decent wins under their belt.
Mm.
I'll give it to the Jaguars.
I like that. So that's our first bit of difference. Dolphins at Bills, 100% Bills.
Yeah, I love you, my friend, but you're playing in the frigid north against one of the team with one of the best records in the NFL this year, if not the best record, I think. I struggle to see how the Miami Dolphins will win that one.
So Teddy Bridgewater is out, our backup quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa could be back, but he hasn't played in 2 weeks since Christmas Day. If we have a full team, this game is spicy. If we don't, this game is dreadful. The Bills are coming off the back of an emotional sort of cartwheel that is DeMar Hamlin, which we'll talk about a bit after this. We want to give that the full time of day, which it really does deserve. I hope you guys have been able to see what's happened, and we got some good news if you are a casual NFL fan who hasn't really been able to follow the whole thing due to everything that's going on at the moment. But yeah, I think the Buffalo Bills, the emotional story, the talent they've got, could this be the Buffalo Bills year?
I think it's as good a year as any for them. I think certainly the teams they'll be competing against are them. So obviously you've got Bills going big. The teams in competition are the Vikings, the Bengals and the Chiefs in my eyes. I think the Cowboys could come up and make a bit of a make some noise, but by and large, those teams, i.e. Bills, Vikings, Bengals and Chiefs, are the ones that I'm eyeing to go through for this.
Let's move on. So can we clarify, Bills win for you?
Bills win, yes.
Okay, let's go to the New York Giants. At the Minnesota Vikings. The Giants have been a little weird team, a little bit spicy, but they started off so magnificently, and then they just sort of crumbled and found their way over the line.
New York felt like that this year.
Yeah.
New York's really had a start strong, fall off season in
now,
general.
One thing I will say is the Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins has really struggled a lot, and I mean a lot, with primetime games, having an awful record, only winning one out of his first 13 games on primetime.
And who knows why, like, genuinely.
I do think it's just the pressure.
It might be, but I can't see how the pressure would get to him that much more than in a normal game, because frankly, most of the pressure is going to come from the crowd watching. So that's just that's mad how his primetime record is so appalling. So it might be to do with the pressure, but I can't see that. However, I would say Vikings will win that.
Yeah.
Being at home against a team who are not looking so hot at the moment, it's got to be a Vikings win, surely.
Vikings top the NFC North and have been really good. It's the best way to put it. They've been really good. They beat the Giants on Christmas Eve 27-24. They've sort of fumbled against the Packers, lost against the Lions and the Cowboys in recent months. However, those are their only losses. They've just kept on winning. They've lost four games this year. I think we have to say Kirk Cousins and his wide, wide offense are just so exciting to watch. Lots of pace. Justin Jefferson, someone to really watch. And I sort of want the Vikings to win because they've not got a Super Bowl. The Giants have like four maybe. I think the Vikings, I want them to go through. So I'm going to sort of manifest it, and hopefully Kirk Cousins can get his retribution for all those jokes made about him and not winning on primetime. So for me, the Vikings are going to go through. The Giants just don't have the depth or talent at quarterback. Jake, who are you picking?
I can't see the Giants winning this at all. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a Vikings win, like, surely. They've been looking so exciting. They've been looking fast, fluid, dangerous, frankly. They have looked dangerous all season.
Totally.
Bar one or two games, literally, they've looked like they
could
come
back.
Where
they've already been through.
Yeah.
Where they've already been through. And, like, it's quite hard to, like, justify that, but it does make sense. Like, you've got to counter that in.
Yeah, when you're through, you can relax. Like, you don't have to play hard anymore. You can take it slow, put the teams in and put your players in that you don't think you're going to play. But the Vikings didn't do that. They kept their good team in and they kept playing hard. They kept playing for wins. And by hell, they got them.
So let's move on to the AFC North, who have an all-divisional... divisional, I was right. I should never doubt myself. On Monday, 1 o'clock in the morning, the Ravens are travelling to Cincinnati, a real humdinger of a playoff game. The Ravens come into this with two losses. The Bengals are on an 8-game win streak. Wow.
I mean, that's not bad at all.
From 4-4, a team looking like it's either this season's our sort of Super Bowl hangover, to just excelling.
Like, they absolutely exploded after after having a couple of wins, couple of losses. Mm. They're in a, okay, they could do it, they may not, who knows, kind of position.
Mm.
And then they just rocketed out.
Yeah.
8 wins on the bounce. That is a big record. That is big momentum. So they will be a team to watch. As I've mentioned just previously, I think they're one of my 4 teams to go through for the Super Bowl. And well, they're going to be tough to beat, especially at home. Joe Burrow looking brilliant. Ja'Marr Chase, the combination there is exquisite.
I've really enjoyed watching T. Higgins as well, who's been someone who actually makes Ja'Marr Chase's job easier.
He's underrated.
Yeah, because Ja'Marr Chase can go quiet because T. Higgins has taken all the explosion. However, when Ja'Marr Chase can explode, like he probably will in these playoffs, we're going to see some fun. Did you see... So obviously, what happened with Ja'Marr Higgins?
Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase? Who do you want? Who do you want?
One of them celebrated with the coin flip after...
Yes, I did see this.
That was great because there was a whole playoff game thing because the Bengals and Bills game was cancelled. Really, really fun. Just team to watch. So, if you're ever wondering what team you should support in the NFL, just give the Bengals a go because I love their kits, their sort of tiger kits.
Their kits always look good.
And also their B logo with the tiger stripes is quite cool. Whereas the Ravens, never support the Ravens.
No, you're not.
I cannot support... I just want an awful franchise. Stealing a franchise from a historic city like Cleveland just so you can have a rubbish little Ravens team because you couldn't hold on to the Colts in the 70s. Sorry, that's a real rant. I'm not sure where that came from. The Ravens have looked poor this whole year. It's just never seemed to come alive for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson has been fumbling his way through, getting injured, not getting injured. J.K. Dobbins has sort of had to hold the whole offense. There hasn't been a wide receiver touchdown for over 7 weeks. Since week 17, there wasn't one for 8 weeks, which is very, very impressive for a team in the playoffs who are really struggling with an elite quarterback. The Ravens don't stand a chance here against the Bengals.
No, surely not.
I think the Bengals are a team on the way up, like 8 wins in a row. There's a real 3 Bengals, Bills, Chiefs in the AFC who are all going to be vying for that elusive Super Bowl place. Only one team per conference can get. So that's from the AFC. It's not quite as similar for the NFC. However, the Bengals, Bills, Chiefs, I'm going to press you here, Jake. Which one are making the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say... this is tough. Bengals, Bills or Chiefs. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. It'll be the Bengals.
The Bengals are making 2 Super Bowls in a row.
The Bengals. Bengals.
I'm going to take from that that you're backing the Bengals to win against the Ravens.
Absolutely.
I think that's fair enough. I'm going to join you there. Not much difference on the podcast so far. Cowboys at Buccaneers. Tom Brady is hosting a 12-5 team despite the Buccaneers having a losing record, the only team to make it through to the playoffs with a losing record this year. 2 in 3 years. This is our second
on touchdown.
And also,
Tom Brady's first ever losing record season as a starting QB.
And he still makes the playoffs because of course he does.
It's Tom Brady. Only Tom Brady could pull that.
Cowboys surely going to have to pull this through.
They should. They really should. But you know what? This is the one game where I will not be at all surprised if the... So I think Cowboys will win, but this is the one game where I won't be at all surprised if the team we think should win loses.
I think because it's Tom Brady.
Anyone can lose to Tom Brady because you know what? When he turns up, he turns up. It's Tom Brady. There's a reason that he is the GOAT. Like, inarguably, he is the greatest quarterback that there has ever been.
Buccaneers... They've just been poor. They've had
a lot of games where they've had a lot of trouble. They've had a couple of games where they've kind of walked over teams.
Mm.
They've been so inconsistent.
They haven't really been tested, and this will be their first proper test. And I'm going to say Daz are looking spicy. Let's move on to a sort of sad but yet happy topic over the festive period. Damar Hamlin, a Buffalo Bills a squad member, passed out, then seems to have a cardiac arrest on the pitch. He's since been released from Buffalo intensive care unit. It seems to be he's all okay. He woke up and asked who won the game, and the doctors allegedly said, "You won, Damar, you won." Still not really answering the question, I thought, but you know, I quite rate for him just going, "Who won?"
Yeah,
but,
you know what? I respect it.
Yeah,
he's a team player, he wants it. But no, he was in for what, 9 days?
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah. And the Bills game against the Patriots the other day, which was the final game for the Patriots to potentially claw their way into the playoffs, and they lost. And everywhere you looked around the stadium, the people on the pitch, everyone was wearing Damar Hamlin's 3.
Yeah.
Some of the players' jerseys had a 3 instead of the logo.
All the Bills players had it. Yeah, it was really cool.
And, I mean, so many fans had something about Damar Hamlin or a 3. And in another game, I think it was the Saints game, one of their players was his roommate at college.
Yes.
And he'd gone out and posed. He got a touchdown and posed in front of the 3 at the 30-yard line for a photo. Yeah. So it's been everywhere. Jets players were turning up to training wearing a Damar Hamlin jersey. I'm sure loads of other teams had exactly the same. So it's been amazing to see how, even though the teams are all fighting against each other at this really intense time of the year, they all came together in a really beautiful show of respect and love to a fellow player.
It was quite moving. The Buffalo Bills started against a big rival team against the Patriots, and Bill Belichick, who is just the most grumpy human being impossible.
And this is coming from Dom Allen.
And for Bill to be so emotive and just speak so kindly and just wear all the stuff, it just felt like a real moment in American football. And then they go get two touchdowns off kick returns, which is the first time, kickoff returns, which is the first time that's happened since 2010. It just felt very special. The opening play going for a touchdown for Damar, with all the threes on the pitch across the NFL in the colours of the Buffalo Bills. Even Miami did it, a fierce rival of the Bills. It's just been an outpouring of love for someone who, in fairness, I don't think any American football fans would claim to have a great knowledge on. However, this sort of idea of a team is why we love sport. It's just such a beautiful thing, and thank goodness Damar is on the way back. And it's been tough, really, because he's dominated, and you just wanted him to be okay. But the love for 3 Damar shirts were just superb, and I'm glad it hasn't affected the sort of playoffs and all that. It's all going to be fine, and no one's going to take the mickey, because it's all sorted now. JJ Watt has announced his retirement from the Cardinals to start raising a family. JJ Watt was an absolute beast for the Texans whilst I was growing up in NFL terms. It is just so, so sad to see him go. However, the memories he made were superb. Do you have any JJ Watt sort of moments that you remember?
I think his, which season was it, when he was, as a defensive player, got 2 receiving touchdowns?
Yes.
I think it was, 2012, something like that?
And he's just, that's the sort of guy he is. He just throws himself in. And there's a great clip of him on All or Nothing where he just catches balls. And he just got that energy of wanting to play a game. I think JJ Watt's going to be a real miss to the NFL. The Cardinals have been rubbish and really let him down. However, that pretty much wraps up. Have you got anything else to say? We've predicted every game left this weekend. We should also say the Philadelphia Eagles and Chiefs are on bye weeks, having a week off, because they were too good in the regular season, meaning they have a week off and will face a team, the lowest ranked team in the playoffs, who make it through. Lots of exciting stuff. I will remind you of the teams and the games this weekend, because we really want you to get involved, watch as much football as possible. There is a 9:30 game on January the 14th between the Seahawks and the 49ers. Sunday is the bulk of the games. A 1 o'clock start for Chargers and Jaguars fans. Ooh, enjoy that, Shard Khan.
So that's in Saturday evening, Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's fair enough to make that clear. 6 p.m, the Dolphins play the Bills in the regular NFL slot. Following that, in the 9:30 kickoff, the Giants of New York go to Minnesota in that amazing US Bank Stadium. If you haven't seen a stadium, it's a beaut. And then early hours of Monday morning, the Sunday night kickoff in America, the Baltimore Ravens travel to Cincinnati. And the final Monday night football, which is technically on a Tuesday for a British fan, is the 12-5 Cowboys, America's team, versus Tom Brady. A real amazing slate of games. We're going to be unleashing a lot, and I mean a lot of Instagram reels at you over the next few weeks, so look out for them. They're absolutely hilarious to watch. We've had great fun in the URN studios watching it. Jake, anything you'd like to plug?
Yes, actually. You know what? I will do a little bit of plugging.
Go for
it. First and foremost, I'm in a little band called Gender Envy, and we've got an announcement to make tomorrow that I'm not allowed to talk about, but suffice to say, it's a big one. So if this is coming to you and you hear it from any time after Friday, the 13th of January,
yep,
then the announcement's already happened. But we're recording on Thursday, the 12th of January. So if you hear this, then the announcement is on Friday, 13th of January, at gender_envy_band on Instagram. Go check us out. We've got an amazing announcement to make that I can't talk about, and I really wish I could. Lots of other things happening. I can, probably. We'll see.
Yeah, because I'm actually a massive influence in the music world.
He is. Did you not know everyone?
I'm going to plug a non-your own venture too. I'm part of a new podcast called Nonsense Football on Spotify. We're going to have a debate each week. Basically, it's like going to the pub, talking all about football. The last two episodes have been best transfers since 2010 in the Premier League and worst Premier League transfers of all time. We had a lot of Manchester United chat.
I'm unfortunately quite aware.
But thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate that. But yeah, just it's a bit of an offshoot, something I'm quite excited to try.
It's good fun as well. It's a good listen.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh,
that's a nice way to end the podcast. Oh. Well, should we hug? And see if we can make the hug the noise that ends the podcast. Bye-bye, everyone.